everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Tom Fairbanks, engineering and producing our program. No rain in the forecast. A few drops yesterday, Tom, but that might be the final drops of monsoon 2023.
Was it Paul Cunningham that reported a few drops on the east side of
town?
And
then I reported to you right now a few drops on my way after the show, about one. Anyway, it's Thursday, September the 21st, 2023, ready to transition. Boy, I have never been happier to see summer in the rearview mirror for some obvious reasons, and I'm ready to begin a new season in the green thing, Zocalo Village Studio, the radio station, 1030 KVOI, Tucson's trusted source for news and talk, worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com. Our live line sponsored by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Paul Ingram at TucsonSentinel.com reports more than 8,000 people apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border on Monday, just on one day. Overwhelmed, the Border Patrol has been transporting migrants, what they call laterally, to other stations all along the southwestern border. They've begun leaving people in nearby towns to relieve the pressure in the Border Patrol stations. When they begin leaving people in these towns, it's called street releases. Let's get the take of the Reverend Robin Hoover, Dr. Hoover, a social ethicist who has worked with migrating people along the Mexican border, southwest border, for about 35 years. A native of West Texas, Dr. Hoover has founded and led several nonprofits, including Humane Borders, here in the Tucson area. He writes about that effort in his book, Creating Humane Borders. Reverend Hoover is the 2006 recipient of Mexico's National Human Rights Award, bestowed by then President Felipe Calderon. Reverend Hoover on the live line now from Albuquerque. Reverend, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, my friend, and I want to commend you for publicly sharing all of your recent experiences. That's a good way to deal with it.
Yeah, trying to be very transparent about it. There are good days and there are bad days, but one thing that is for sure is the radio show, and that's what we're doing right now. It feels very normal to me, and about the only thing that is normal in my life. What's your take on these street releases, Reverend Hoover?
Well, you have to just start with the just enormous flow of people that have been coming. And that's a buildup of different Republican and Democrat administrations not knowing how to deal with this thing on a political level. And so you had COVID, you had Title 42, and then you had all this pent-up demand to come forward, and people were just hanging out in shelters, and they couldn't get up here, they couldn't use the app. And so here they come. They decide, if we can't come through the port of entry, we're going to come through Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. So they come through. So you have this built-up demand to come through here. And then the releasing is an interesting phenomenon because the Border Patrol is taking care of their side of the law, finding out about the legal status of these people. And then they have no other further capacity, and they seem to have no inclination to work with the local authorities. And so they're just turning them loose. And that's not good for national, public, local security at all.
And you have written extensively that really it doesn't have to come to this. There are some ways that this can be dealt with, and it's not that far a stretch, Reverend Hoover, to look at some of these things and to implement them. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I've been trying to initiate new conversations about immigration reform, and it is simple to say. I don't know how fast it would take to implement it, but people could be given a legal status that could be vetted. I mean, the Border Patrol agent holds somebody for 24 or 48 hours. They've checked their identity. They figured their background. They've done access the databases and all this sort of stuff. So we know how to find out if somebody is a major threat, and the response is put them to work. Secretary Mayorkas was announcing temporary protected status for a lot of people from Venezuela so that they can get work permits and they can avail themselves of some of the public services. Some of these services have no money involved, but information and referral services so that people can integrate into our economy quickly. And it's a good time to do that sort of thing because unemployment is so low. We could use a boost, and if it's done publicly with work permits, people are paying taxes. So there are ways to do these things.
What is, you wrote on Facebook that you've been celebrating Representative Congressman Grijalva's $850,000 grant benefiting the GIS program. What is that, Reverend Hoover?
Well, back in 2000, Kim Johnson, a volunteer for Humane Borders at that time, and I started locating, mapping, if you will, the migrant deaths in southern Arizona. And that process grew year after year, and we got some fancy geographical information system computer programming capabilities, and we began to really detail where these people were dying so that Humane Borders could figure out where best to place water stations. And we came up with warning posters in 2005, and they were supported by the then Tucson Sector Border Patrol Sector Chief, saying this is a way of saving lives because these warning posters said, don't come, it's not worth it. Here's emergency contact numbers. You should know how far you're coming in, what a great walk it is to enter into the United States across the desert, et cetera. And then people got all upset about that maybe 7 or 8 months later in Washington, D.C., and caused a stink. But anyway, this work has continued. And then through some generous gifts, one of whom, his name rhymes with Howard Buffett. I wasn't supposed to say that, but it rhymes with that. And made a major donation to get this geographical information system technology much further down the line. It was about a $200,000 grant. And then there's been some other resources in the county and Humane Borders and other entities at Calibri. And others have worked together to do this incredible work so that creating an interactive map, and you can search on there and find your loved one's name and or not, you know, find out if they're known to be deceased. Of the more than 4,000 data points that are on these maps, there's still 1,000 bodies yet to be identified. So It's a very tedious process. And one of the things you have to remember is every single time Pima County picks up a body, they have to investigate it as if it were a crime.
Wow. And
so that's why this money is going to public safety officers and to the counties. And then, but the big chunk of this money is going into the forensic science to find out if is this person a migrant or is it one of our neighbors, you know, that was picked up in the desert.
All right. Getting back to our topic of these street releases, you see very little change here coming up.
No, I don't. I want to do a little compare and contrast if I can. In the United States, when we say the words law and order, it's as if it were one thing. But law has to do with the legal status and order has to do with the well-being of the community. And I wanted to point out that in Mexico, they don't really care much about the legal status of people that's coming through Mexico, except to the extent that our government coughs up money and puts pressure on Mexico to worry about the law side. They're more concerned about the order side. I've actually spent a matter of days with top Sonoran law enforcement officials through the years, a whole day at a time. And they're concerned about order. When migrants and caravans and stuff are coming through, they don't care if they come through there as long as they don't cause problems in the local community. In the U.S., the Border Patrol is in charge of the law, and they do body counts and apprehensions and processing and how many people they transport, et cetera. And once they've screened people, they can turn them loose anywhere they want to. The civil society and the local governments, the communities that are charged with dealing with that, are more interested in the order. And so, you know, and the volunteer groups like Casa Salidas can count how many calls and beds and meals and bus tickets and all this sort of stuff. And so they're more concerned with the order of what's going on. And I will tell you that Tucson and Pima County, especially with their partnerships over the years, are much friendlier to migrants than the shelters in Mexico and even down in Guatemala where I've been. So it's an interesting thing. It's an inevitable thing that the government's just not going to live up to their responsibility to house folks for an extended period of time. They say they can't. Well, they can if they would work with the NGOs and so forth. It's time to call to the churches and synagogues and stuff to open their buildings and let people sleep in their pews. Back when I was serving as a pastor, sometimes I had as many as 6 or 8 asleep in a pew. So there's a capacity there.
Yep.
That's a joke. So
all right.
I want to just say I tip my hat to Congressman Grijalva and to Pima County and Tucson. They're doing heroic work.
Okay. Reverend Hoover, always great catching up with you. We'll catch up with you again very soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dr. Reverend Hoover on the Buckmaster Show, the founder of Humane Borders. Buckmaster, one of our great sponsors on the Buckmaster Show, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, open right now for lunch. They open at 6:30 in the morning for breakfast. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. Check it out. Once you see the items on the website, you'll want to get over there and see the real thing and taste their wide variety of European-style breads and pastries. More on Buckmaster. We'll have a four-legged friend guesting here in this. No, three legs? Whoa, I just assumed it was a three-legged dog? Is that what we're talking? All right, we'll find out right after this.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, pedestrian, bicycle, and many other transportation improvements across the region. Pima County voters approved the plan in 2006, and the RTA is working with the Citizens Advisory Committee to prepare and present a new draft plan as early as 2023 for public review. Learn more about the process at rtanext.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, Green Things 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check it out. 13-acre site has everything you need for your garden, greenthingsaz.com, and their sister business, zocalovillage.com. Also sponsoring us, our longtime sponsor, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Nice day over there, mid-70s. I love it. Elevation's about 5,000 to 7,000 feet. It does make a difference. It makes it cooler. Only about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. Check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org, for activities. Lots of things to do. Great places to stay over in Silver City. I have a three-legged dog at my feet right now in studio, and I have Sandman with me. Sandman has been, he's got a couple of unfortunates. He's been unfortunately three-legged due to an automobile accident, and he's had to be, he's been kind of in and out of the Pima Animal Care Center for about a year. So it's about time, folks, if you're looking for a great dog, fairly young dog, three-legged dog, so sweet, Pima Animal Care Center, where they are doing a citywide adoption event coming up this Saturday. Kaylee Murdoch is with me. Hey, Kaylee.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for bringing Sandman along. Come here, Sandman. Come here. Come on. Come here. All right. Tell me about this citywide adoption event. This is one of the biggest events I think you guys have ever put on.
It is. It's really big. So we're partnering with 14 other shelters and rescues in the county to host a variety of adoption events across the city. So we obviously will be doing free adoptions at our shelter all day long, but then other shelters, the Humane Society, a variety of rescues, including rescues that rescue specific breeds like Labradors or like pugs. They'll be doing events all across the city.
Describe Sandman, the particular dog. What type of dog is he?
Sandman's probably a pity mix. He's a beautiful kind of, he looks black, but in the
come
sunlight,
here.
He's got
come
some
here,
extra
Sandman.
Color on him.
Come here.
Super sweet dog.
And really, really gets around so well on three legs.
Yes.
Yeah, he needs a permanent home.
He does. So he spent a long time in foster recovering from that accident that he was in. But he recovered. He's doing great on three legs. You can't even tell a difference. And he's doing super well. Definitely needs a home. Really friendly dog. Pretty much good with everybody.
Could he get along with other animals?
I would think so. He does well with other dogs at the shelter and cats. You know, it's always just a situation where you just need to introduce slowly.
Yeah. All right. So where can people find out more about, the different venues for the adoption event?
Absolutely. So they are listed on our website, which is pima.gov/animalcare. And we're also posting them a bunch on social media, trying to get a lot of attention to those. So you can see it and share it there.
Let's talk a little bit about the situation. How are we doing over at Pima Animal Care in getting animals homes?
Yeah, it's a great question. In terms of cats, we're doing fantastic. So we are typically around 70, 80 cats in the shelter at any given moment. We have 472 dogs right now, which is...
472?
We do. And there's a lot of, the vast majority of them are big dogs. When little dogs come in, they're really easy. Everyone wants a little dog, so they get find there. They find homes really quickly. Puppies too, but those big dogs, they tend to wait.
Now, if someone is going to do an adopt, and I hope they adopt over at this Saturday, are there some fees that are waived, or how does all of that work, Kaylee?
Yeah, so each rescue or shelter is kind of doing, has made their own decisions on that front. So for us, all animals will be totally free to adopt with that $20 licensing fee, which of course we have to do for adult dogs. The other rescues and shelters will determine their fees, and there's links and everything on our site so that you can check with them and see what they're going to be.
Is this something that I like the collaboration, you know, rather than try to compete, Kaylee, mm-hmm. you know, and say, well, we've got the best shelter, and this is nice that everybody's coming together and saying, you know, we need to really put on a unified front here.
Absolutely. And we really want to remind folks that we're not in competition. We all have the same goal. We all want to get all of the animals home. And, you know, we may go about that in slightly different ways. But at the end of the day, all of our goals is exactly the same. We just want as many homes for these awesome pets as possible. So
now I saw something on Facebook about a particular storefront operation. Kaylee getting a big, big kiss from Sandman. And I love that Sandman has a little, it's a little bandana that says Sandman. This is one of the most loving animals, folks, I have ever seen here. We've had some great animals come in here over the years, but I'm telling you, this Sandman is ready to go home to a permanent home because this animal is just so loving. Come on over here. Look at that, hopping all around. I actually forgot now what question I had asked you. I wanted to ask you about the storefront operation. What's that all about, Kaylee?
So we have a couple of different things that could be identified as storefronts. We, of course, in our shelter have our central pet location, which half of the proceeds come back to us. So they sell all your basic pet needs, all of that kind of stuff. So if you think there's anything you need, you can come down and definitely get something from there that's helpful for everyone. We also work with a rescue in town called Tucson Rescue Now, who takes some of our dogs and essentially brings them out to the public, brings them into the community to let people see them. And they just started running again today, which we're really excited about. They had taken a little bit of a break.
Is there any way, is Sandman's picture up on your website by chance?
It is. And
so
how would
people, I want folks to see this dog.
He's really an awesome dog. Yeah, if you go on our website, again, that's pima.gov/animalcare, all of our pets are listed on there, and Sandman should be near the top in terms of how long they've been there.
How long have some of the animals been there? Well over a year?
Over a year. Again, that's a little bit nebulous.
Because they kind of have gone in and out of foster.
Yep. So a lot of those guys have spent several months in foster, which is awesome. That means we have a lot of extra information about them. But yeah, generally our longest would be a little over a year. In the shelter, our longest stay right now is a little over 200 days.
Wow, that's too long.
It is.
How about fosters? Without fosters, you guys would be in trouble.
Without fosters, we would seriously be facing some problems, yep.
How does the foster program work, Kaylee?
So all you really need to do is come in and come to our foster office. Someone can help you find it. It's a little hidden, but if you come down and talk to our foster coordinators, it's really easy. It's totally free. We'll give you any supplies that we can to help you along with caring for the pet. All it really asks for is for you to take care of the pet like it's your own pet. So it's a really great option for people who maybe aren't ready to adopt.
Let's talk a little bit about volunteers, people mm-hmm. who love animals. Perhaps they're newly retired. They're looking for something to do. Do you still have the animal walk, the dog walking program?
Yes, we rely heavily on our dog walking walkers to get all of those, again, 472 dogs out.
Wow.
So, yeah, absolutely critical. You can learn more about that at pima.gov/PACVolunteer. That's P-A-C-C.
And you don't have to do it every day. You could do it a couple of days a week, right?
Even just one. We
one
have some
week.
Volunteers that, you know, come just in, come do out, their shift
do,
on Saturdays.
Do your shift. Mm-hmm. Get to know an animal, and it's great therapy.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right. In the remaining minute or so, let's again go over the citywide adoption event, Kaylee.
Absolutely. So, again, this is happening on Saturday, this Saturday, 2 days from now. It'll be going on throughout the day. You can see all of the different locations participating on our website. In terms of at PAC, we'll be open from 10 to 5, so you can come down anytime between then. The other rescues, some of them don't necessarily have brick-and-mortar locations, so they're hosting events at breweries, lots of cool places across the city, so a lot of opportunities to meet really great pets this weekend.
All right, and again, your website?
pima.gov/animalcare.
Okay, and that is also the place where you can go to see this wonderful three-legged dog, Sandman. I'll tell you, Kaylee, you made my day by bringing in Sandman. Look at the energy of this animal. Not only the energy, but he's one of the most loving pets, yes, I think we've ever had here on the Buckmaster Show. As we continue in our support of Pima Animal Care Center, and well, we love all the animal welfare groups here in Southern Arizona. Thank you very much, Kaylee.
Thank you so much.
All right, Buckmaster Show at the midway point, our Sun Corridor, Inc. CEO interview series resuming. Our series resumes with Tony Penn of United Way right after this.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Thinking about a river cruise? Let Bon Voyage Travel guide you to choose the perfect cruise to complement your vacation dreams. River cruising has become more popular than ever, and we know you have so many options to consider when selecting the destination, cruise line, and ship. At Bon Voyage Travel, we provide a comprehensive presentation on the top tips for river cruises and have a team of specialists to assist you. Visit bvtravel.com and view our River Cruise 101 presentation today.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
It's time for the CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Sun Corridor Inc., a transformative economic development organization representing one of the most dynamic and growing major business centers in North America. Sun Corridor Inc. is a CEO-driven regional alliance whose members aggressively champion mega-regional issues that impact economic competitiveness and quality of life. The organization has helped to drive significant business investment into the Tucson and Southern Arizona region through primary job creation, resulting in an economic impact of $36 billion, with more than 200 company locates and expansions supporting 57,000 jobs. For more information, visit suncorridorinc.com.
And helping us kick off as we renew our CEO interview series presented by Sun Corridor Inc., Tony Penn, President and CEO of United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, an organization that annually positively affects the lives of more than 230,000 children, families, and seniors. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Doing great, Bill. How about you?
Doing well. Hanging in there. And you have said you've got the most, well, you've called it the greatest job in the world. You love what you're doing. What makes this so positive for you, Tony?
Well, actually, Bill, it is all about the positive impact that we're having on the lives of kids, families, and older adults throughout our region. And in fact, Bill, I've got a update on that number of impacts that we have. Just this past year, we touched the lives of more than 350,000
wow.
kids, families, and seniors in Tucson and Southern Arizona. That, Bill, brings us up to one in four, better than one in four Southern Arizonans whose lives have been positively impacted by your United Way.
Oh, the number has gone up. Boy, that is very impressive. That's kind of a record high for you, right, Tony Penn?
Oh, absolutely it is. In fact, it was very much intentional, Bill, because one of the things we set out to do over the past 3 years was to double our impact. And we succeeded in being able to make that happen. But that, of course, is extremely important to the economic well-being of our region, which is one of the reasons why I'm glad to be on with you today talking about the Sun Corridor organization, which I'm proud to be a member of.
Tell me a little bit about some of your upcoming initiatives, Tony, that you're very excited about right now.
Well, even as we speak, Bill, we have over $20 million in federal grant applications that we've currently applied for. One that I'll share with you, in fact, two I'll share with you. And one is all about building nonprofit partners' resiliency and around helping nonprofits be able to not only be resilient, but to also be more climate and energy efficient. And the more that we can do that, the more we can apply resources to actually helping families and kids and older adults. So that's one. We're also currently working to be able to receive a grant and for helping education initiatives, creating more community schools in action here in our region, working with Flowing Wells and the Amphi districts. And that will help us to be able to improve educational outcomes K-12 through post-secondary education.
So you're working now on the environment with the climate change initiative and now with education. So United Way continues to expand in very positive directions, Tony Penn.
Yes, we do. But all of it, Bill, really helps in being able to contribute to the economic health of Southern Arizona. And also it focuses on the most valuable asset that we have in Southern Arizona, and that's our people. The more that we can improve the lives and create financially stable households, improve educational outcomes, the better, Bill, that we'll be able to attract business to Southern Arizona, which would give us a more great living wage job opportunities here. And that would certainly generate more business and more economic health.
Well, as you pointed out, there were over 300,000 children, families, and seniors being helped, and that does have a direct economic impact. I don't know if there's a way to put that in terms of dollars, but I would imagine it would be a lot of money, Tony Penn.
Yes, there is a way, and I'll just mention just a couple of things that. Your United Way is the largest tax preparer in the state of Arizona, Bill. Did you know that?
We actually do them
free. This past year, we prepared over 11,000 tax returns for people up to an income of $76,000. That brought back, and here's the number, over $21 million back from Washington into the pockets of hardworking Southern Arizonans in the form of refunds. And that certainly positively impacts our economy in many ways. That's the largest paycheck that many people will receive all year. It gives them the opportunity to go out and buy more cars, go out and take care of their household needs, but also helps to really grow our economy.
I didn't know really about this, that you were doing that work with the for people under 75,000, and it, you
yeah,
said
under 76,000,
and you
that's
said
our
it
volunteer income tax.
Wow.
Program.
Where can people where can people find out more about that if they're eligible?
Yeah. Please go to our website at UnitedWayTucson.org. And when you get to our website, just look for the VITA program. That's VITA, which is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And you'll learn more about it. In fact, Bill, we're starting to ramp up right now in preparation for tax season, which as we head toward the end of the year is right around the corner.
You know, Tony, folks may not realize it. You grew up in Cleveland, seven siblings, I believe. You had a wonderful mother in a humble household that you have reported was very much filled with love, and I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah.
You served our country. Thank you for your service in the Air Force. But those early days with other siblings, what did you learn out of that experience, Tony Penn?
What I learned most out of that experience, Bill, was first of all that you can get by with little, but at the same time, Bill, we learned that hard work truly does pay off, because even as we speak today, Bill, all of us grew up, got our education, and actually, Bill, to the pleasure of our great mom, turned out to be great parents and grandparents ourselves.
And love was driving the whole thing, right?
absolutely. It certainly was a house full of love.
Did you realize when did you realize that you wanted to get to help other people through fundraising, Tony?
Well, Bill, it was what I like to call my transition from success to significance. As you already mentioned, I've had a very diverse career for 40-plus years. 22 of those years was in the for-profit sector, but Bill, I made that transition about close to 20 years ago now into the nonprofit sector, where I've had the good fortune to serve not just this United Way, but the prior to this United Way, the YMCA of Greater San Antonio was part of the leadership team there. But Bill, that has turned into some of the greatest work of my life. But to be able to see people, Bill, in our own community here, be able to create very stable households and grow, to get the educational attainment, to maximize their potential. And then at the same time, Bill, see people not only accomplish those things, but also get to financial wellness and financial stability, where they can also be able to enjoy life and enjoy this great place that we call home.
When we continue with our CEO interview series with Tony Penn, we'll talk with Mr. Penn about investing in early childhood education. We'll also talk about how philanthropy can drive and does drive the economic health of a community. That's as we continue with our CEO interview series presented by Sun Corridor Inc. Be right back.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com. The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax. The RTA tax is collected throughout Pima County and averages about $100 million in revenue each month. The RTA is the largest annual funder of regional transportation projects in the region. The RTA tax funds priority projects that were approved by voters in 2006. See details in the latest RTA annual report at rtamobility.com.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rieto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We continue now with our CEO interview series presented by Sun Corridor Inc. For more information on Sun Corridor Inc., visit suncorridorinc.com. And our CEO interview series interviewee is Tony Penn, President and CEO of United Way of Tucson in Southern Arizona. Tony, potential groups come to Tucson looking at maybe relocating here, do you think a lot of those CEOs look and see what kind of an infrastructure there is, like a philanthropic organizations like United Way?
Oh, absolutely. We represent the social safety net. When they bring their teams to a community like ours, Bill, it's extremely important that we have a solid social safety net. That's a big part of the mission of United Way, is by building capacity throughout the nonprofit sector and making sure, Bill, that those who may have challenges that may happen no fault of their own, that we have that social safety net that's available here at United Way. through our mission of building a thriving community by uniting people, ideas, and resources. Certainly are glad to be part of that. And that's one of the great reasons why we believe that it's important to be a member of Sun Corridor.
Talk a little bit about the investment in early childhood education and how that pays off down the road, Tony Penn.
Well, Bill, it's, I believe, one of the best investments that we as a community can make toward our economic future and our economic prosperity. It's a proven fact, Bill, to you and your listeners, that high-quality early childhood education provides a tremendous return on investment. And that return on investment, Bill, is easily measured when you see that the kids who have the opportunity to be able to go to a high-quality early education center, which we support through United Way and many other partners that we share with at First Thing First and others. Bill, that those are the kids who will be third grade reading proficient. Those are the kids who will do well when it comes to eighth grade math. And those are the kids who will graduate high school on time that give the best opportunity to be able to get the post-secondary certifications and degrees that businesses looking for when they come to a community and when they start to pick a community where they would like to plant a flag. The best remedy for economic development and for those who are looking to be able to get the financial stability is a great living wage job. And the more that we can increase our talent pool, Bill, the best opportunity that we'll have to be able to land those businesses and that they'll choose Southern Arizona and Tucson.
Talk a little bit about philanthropy in this community. This is a very giving community, isn't it, Tony Penn?
Oh, it absolutely is. In fact, it's one of the more generous that I've ever been a part of and had the good fortune to be able to serve. Bill, we not only are a caring community, we're a sharing community. In fact, we are able to be able to create that impact, Bill, because of the investment that's made by our donors and our philanthropic community here in Tucson, which really does reflect in those impact numbers, Bill, that I was able to share with you that we've been able to increase.
You know, you talked about a couple of new initiatives dealing with the environment and education. You also talked about that program for doing tax returns for free for folks under 76,000. Let's talk about some of more perhaps your signature kind of marquee initiatives that United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona really is very proud of.
Well, one of those is Cradle to Career, and that's our community-based education initiative where we partner with just about every K-12 school district and including post-secondary education here to be able to create those education outcomes and give people the opportunity to be able to maximize their potential. And being able to maximize their potential, Bill, was the best opportunity for us to be able to increase that talent pool, like I shared earlier. Of course, Bill, also being able to create financially stable households, so making sure that people know financial literacy and that they're able to understand how to make a budget, how to get that first bank account, how to become homeowners is a big part of what we do in our financial wellness area. As we partner with a number of organizations throughout the community to be able to make that possible. But then at the same time, Bill, we're one of the few United Ways across the country who focus on our work around older adults. We are proud partners with organizations like PCOA and others that we are able to really help people to thrive in retirement. And Bill, that's getting more and more important to me every day. but at the same time, Bill, we have also launched into the end-of-life care work through what we call the End-of-Life Care Partnership about 5 years ago. And that work is really important, Bill, when it comes to that last phase of life. But to make sure that people are prepared for that, that they've got their advance directives in place, their wills in place, and, Bill, that they are financially ready, because a day of hospice in your own bed, surrounded by your loved ones, is far less expensive than it is unplanned in the hospital. And so that could be financially devastating to families. And so, Bill, we also do that work. So, in essence, we cover the entire life cycle.
Yeah, and of course, many know that I've been dealing with that, losing my wife of 51 years, August 17th, in hospice. They do such a beautiful job. And I've been very transparent about it, Tony, because one thing I want people to know is get your affairs in order. No matter how you feel you may be well prepared, you probably are not. Make sure all, as you say, those advance directives are in order. That end of life work you guys are doing is so vital.
Well, they can just go to our website and they'll find the tools that they need, Bill, to make sure that they follow a process to get prepared. But at the same time, Bill, they'll find the opportunity to find many other resources that are available if they go to UnitedWayTucson.org and take a look.
So, Tony, we've got about 2 minutes to go here. Talk a little bit about during the pandemic, a lot of people weren't at work. Did that impact you all? And have you picked up the slack from perhaps where it did drop off a bit?
Well, Bill, I'm proud to say that your United Way was actually one of the first organizations to be able to get resources on the street once the pandemic hit this community and hit it hard. Because we had the infrastructure built and partner with great organizations like the Food Bank of Southern Arizona and many others, we were able to launch a fund and be able to raise $1.5 million in very short order, but also to get those resources out into the hands of Southern Arizonans who needed that help right away. Counted for over 15 million pounds of food and on and on, Bill. So we were glad that we were prepared and to be able to make that happen. But we certainly appreciate the generosity of Southern Arizonans and our business and corporate partners and friends who stepped up to make it happen. We are way past that, Bill, even though COVID is still hanging around. We have certainly gotten to the point that we are far past and we're ready for the next opportunity to be able to continue increasing our impact here in Southern Arizona, but also doing the work that it takes to make sure that we are part of the contributions that need to be made for the economic health of Southern Arizona.
All right.
And that's why we agreed with that partnership with Sun Corridor.
All right, Tony Penn, thank you very much for all the work you're doing at the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, and thanks for taking part in our Sun Corridor, Inc. interview series.
Well, thanks so much, and thanks to you listeners for allowing me to share.
Thank you very much. Visit suncorridorinc.com for more information. Bill Buckmaster wishing everybody well.